Hello and welcome to Launch. We are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ron Reardon. My co-host Bill McHenry is on an expert panel discussion right now, but our trusty producer Lee Cantor is here in his place. Thanks for filling in today, Lee. How are you doing?
My pleasure. I'm excited when you told me who the guest was today, so I'm excited to be part of the show.
That's right. I agree. Well, you know, Lee, on Launch, we focus on the launching of a business, you know, the planning that precedes a launch, the victories and the setbacks that occur after a launch, you know, so that innovators and entrepreneurs can learn from both the successes and the failures of launching an idea, and especially the journey that follows. This morning, we're featuring Ashiki Taylor of iSupreme, and Ashiki's All Natural. But before we get started, could you thank today's sponsor?
Our sponsor today is Patents & More. Patents & More, protecting your innovation and connecting you to the resources you need for success.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking to Ashiki Taylor today of iSupreme. He has a very innovative product that's been in the marketplace for quite some time, and it's kind of almond-based. And as I was reading, it says that, you know, people that are vegan, this is something that they can have. So, Ashiki, welcome to the show.
Thank you for the opportunity, Ron. I appreciate being on your great show.
Okay. Well, you know, your product is vegan. Now, vegan is a term that might be new to a lot of our listeners. Are vegans from the planet Vega? Please explain the difference between vegan and vegetarian.
Well, some people say vegan, some people say vegan. Oh, tomato, tomato.
Okay.
But, you know, vegans are simply people that have made a decision for whatever reason to not to consume any animal-oriented products. Of course, no meat products and no animal-oriented derivative products like eggs or dairy. And vegetarians, primarily like vegans, eat a plant-based diet. However, vegetarians will sometimes consume eggs, which are obviously from animals, as well as dairy products. So in a nutshell, pun intended, vegans don't consume any animal-oriented products, and vegetarians sometime may consume dairy and eggs.
Okay. Because I know that my cousin that I grew up with was a vegetarian for quite a few years. She finally decided to switch back from that. But it's pretty rare for me to hear anything about vegans. You know, I was able to meet one vegan, you know, many years ago. And when he said he was a vegan, I kind of looked at him. I was like, you know, is that a religion or what is that, you know? And to realize it was more diet than anything else. Well, I was looking at your website about the Ice Supreme and saw that some of the ingredients, you know, one of them, I think the salt comes from the Himalayas or whatever. You know, what are all the ingredients in your product that makes it vegan? Where do they all come from?
Well, Ron, in a nutshell, again, I like to say that because the pun is intended, because our product is an almond-based, a nut-based frozen treat. And the primary ingredients are we use raw almonds, we use raw cashews, we use raw organic agave nectar, raw organic vanilla bean, and Himalayan salt. Now, of course, a lot of people may know that almonds are alkaline. They're the only alkaline nut, which makes them great for your body because our bodies, a lot of foods we turn to acid, and almonds help neutralize your system. Almonds are also excellent for your heart. It's probably one of the best things you can do for your heart is to eat almonds. Almonds also lower your blood sugar. Therefore, almonds are great for people, unfortunately, that are dealing with diabetes. And as you know, Ron, and a lot of your listeners probably know, unfortunately, 20 million people have diabetes. And type 2 diabetes is primarily from eating the wrong things. So almonds are excellent. Almonds primarily come from California, and they also come from Spain. But that's where they come from geographically. And cashews also are a good nut to eat. Cashews have oleic fat, and that's the same fat found in extra virgin olive oil. And you know, a lot of people are really into extra virgin olive oil. So it's the same type of fat that are in cashews. And cashews primarily come from either Vietnam or Brazil. And we like the Brazilian cashews in terms of the product mix because they seem to be a little sweeter. So we like the Brazilian cashews. And the agave nectar, Now, I'm going to go back a little bit, Ron. A lot of your listeners may not know agave nectar, the name, but if they've ever had tequila, the drink, agave is what they use in tequila, and the agave nectar comes from the cactus plant, which originates in Mexico. So it's a great product. It's a sweetener that comes from the cactus plant. It's also low glycemic, meaning that diabetics can consume it. And agave nectar is a great fruit-based sweetener, fruit sugar from the cactus plant. And then the vanilla bean, I like to let people know when they're trying our product, we use real vanilla, not the fake stuff. We don't use vanilla extract. We use real vanilla bean from the actual bean. So it gives it a really great vanilla flavor. And we use vanilla bean not just in the vanilla ice supreme, but in all the various flavors, we use vanilla bean, the real bean. And last but not least, the Himalayan salt. You know, a lot of people may not be aware that two things your body primarily needs. You need the best water you can find, the cleanest, the best water, and you need the best salt, because our bodies are primarily water and salt. And Himalayan salt from the Himalayan mountains is the best salt you can buy. It's a rather expensive salt, so most people are not familiar with it. But it's the best salt in terms of putting nutrients in your body. It puts trace minerals that you're missing, put them back into your body with the Himalayan salt. It's a pink salt in terms of a color. It's pink in origin. And it makes everything taste a real smooth, mild taste. So a lot of the top shelves in the world now are beginning to get away from sea salt and get the Himalayan salt because it is the best salt. Now, most consumers... we just use regular sodium chloride salt at our dinner table, and that's the reason why salt gets a bad name, a lot of people look at salt as bad because they're using the worst salt, and their body is causing your salt, your body to, you know, hypertension is a big thing with bad salt. But the good salt, Himalayan salt, is actually good for your blood pressure. It'll help level out your blood pressure. Now, I'm not a medical doctor or a naturopathic doctor, so everything I'm saying, I encourage people to do their own research and confirm what I'm saying. But we encourage people to read our label. A lot of manufacturers, Ron, they don't want you to read their label. They got some ingredients in there that are stabilizers and a lot of different things. But we use real ingredients. It's a real product. And one thing we promote our product, it's the world's healthiest frozen treat. That's our slogan. We promote that, the world's healthiest frozen treat. But we encourage consumers, before they spend their money, we want them to spend their money wisely, to read our label, compare it to any other frozen dessert in the marketplace, and do your own research, and I'm sure you'll agree that it's the world's healthiest frozen treat.
Okay, it sounds delicious. I'm looking forward to actually tasting some of it. I'm going to be dropping by Whole Foods and picking up some.
Yes, sir.
You know, my wife and I really enjoy almonds. In fact, she made the shift to start drinking almond milk quite a few years ago, and likes it real well. I'm lactose intolerant as she is, and so I've been drinking the lactate, you know, added kind of milk, you know, that was fat free, and you know, I taste her almond milk every now and then. And of course, we consume almonds, you know, pretty regularly, but. I was reading that soy, that almonds is actually better, almond milk is better than soy milk.
Absolutely, and you mentioned lactose intolerant. You know, when I was doing my research for the product, and I encourage everybody to do their own research, I found out that most people in the world are lactose intolerant. About 70% of people in the world are lactose intolerant. And sometimes when people have bloating and gas and they're wondering what's going on. If you've eaten dairy products, that's what's going on. So I encourage people to understand that I don't want to get too spiritual here, but the only milk that we should be consuming as human beings is the milk from our mom when we were children, you know, the breast milk. And once you finish breastfeeding, your body really doesn't need milk. However, people still consume it, but you don't need milk once you finish getting milk from your mom. In fact, when you think about it, most people don't think this way. Cows don't drink milk. They produce it, but they don't drink it. The babies, the calves, drink the milk. But to make your other point, to make the other point in terms of almonds, almonds are, like I mentioned initially, are a lot healthier than soy. Soy is very controversial. And the thing about the soy, if you think about it, 30, 40, 50 years ago in America, soy was really not a big product 30, 40, 50 years ago. But now soy is everywhere. And I encourage people to read labels. I think what's going on is that we're getting too much soy. There's soy burgers, there's soy milk, there's soy cheese, there's soy butter, there's soy in ketchup, soy in bread, soy in everything. So it's like moderation. You know, you got to do everything in moderation, I believe, when it comes to your health and nutrition.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, my wife and I were invited to the Georgia Public Broadcasting Studio a couple of weeks ago, and Dr. Bernard was there, who's one of the leading researchers and has written quite a few books about diabetes and diet. And his recommendation is that people become get on a vegan diet. Because he talks about, you know, that there's just too much fat, you know, that we're consuming, and the fat in the cells that really keep the insulin from doing its job. And
it tends to be the way to go, a plant-based diet. And, you know, most people, if they're not disciplined enough to become vegans, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. I would recommend that people primarily consume a plant-based diet, you know, eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And when you eat a salad or whatever in other words, make your plant-based diet the bulk of your diet. Most people in America, you know, you go to a restaurant, you get a big, big piece of meat, and they bring you this little small salad. Flip that around. Get a huge salad and eat a small piece of meat. That's the way it should go.
And then top it off with a little ice supreme at the end,
Ice supreme at the end. There you go.
That's right.
Exactly right.
And it really goes back to what your mother told you, you know, when you were a child, is eat your veggies, you know, eat the fruits. You
exactly.
know, so it's just
that
basic
spinach.
Stuff. That's right. Yeah, I'm one of those rare people. I actually love spinach. You know, I'd watch Popeye and all like that, but that really, you know, wasn't my motivation for eating spinach. I actually like the taste of spinach. I guess I'm kind of weird, you know.
Oh, yeah, I love it, too. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So how did you get the idea for Ice Supreme? What was the origin of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like a lot of people, I began to think about what I was consuming. And I used to be a lover of Häagen-Dazs. I mean, I could tear some Häagen-Dazs up.
yeah, I understand.
And then I begin to, you know, as you get a little older, you begin to think about what you're actually eating. And, you know, once I learned that I was lactose intolerant like most people in the world, I looked at some alternatives. And the first alternative I went to was soy. And then a dear friend of mine told me that soy wasn't one of the best things to eat. And I began to experiment and learn about almonds, and then I found out that almonds, and I encourage people to do their own research. Everything I'm saying today, I want people to research it. Almonds are one of the healthiest foods in the world. I think it's one of the top 10 foods in the world in terms of health. And Ice Supreme, Almondlicious Ice Supreme, we're the only almond-based frozen dessert on the market. There's a couple imposters out there. I'm not going to mention their names, but I encourage people to read the label. But almonds are one of the healthiest things you can eat, and to make it into a frozen treat was just special, because I was a big lover like most people. I loved ice cream. So now I can eat a product that tastes like ice cream, it looks like ice cream, but it's not ice cream. It's a health food. We like to encourage people to let people know this is health food. It's sort of like people say, well, chicken tastes like what does it taste like? It tastes like chicken. It might have been a rabbit or something else, but it tastes like chicken. So Ice Supreme is that product. Most people would tell you if they were blindfolded, they would think they were eating ice cream. But this product is not ice cream. In fact, there's not one single ingredient in our product that's in ice cream. Not one single ingredient in our product's in ice cream. So it's totally unique from that perspective.
Yeah, you know, you talk about almonds and how good they are for you. I was reading an article about a fellow by the name of Bear Grease. He's the star of Man vs. Wild on cable. And they ask him, you know, when he's out on location and everything, what does he have, you know, to take care of hunger and all? And he always has a little packet of almonds with him at all times.
Yeah, the trail mix. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, who were your first customers, and how did you get them?
Well, you know, it's like, when you come out with an idea, it's generally your friends and family. So I remember there was a friend of mine right here in Atlanta And now this was back when I was making the product in my kitchen. You know, we were just kind of getting started. We wasn't officially a business, but we were kind of testing the water, so to speak, as I'm trying to say here. So I would literally make up some product, and I had a little route. I had about four or five people that I would jump in my car and drive fast so it didn't melt. I shouldn't be saying.
Okay.
And deliver, like people get the pizza delivered. I would deliver Ice Supreme.
Now, that's the first time I've ever heard of delivery
yeah,
for
like
ice
cream. It wasn't even called Ice Supreme. But I was calling it All Natural Ice Cream.
Okay.
And I would deliver it to a few friends of mine. I had one lady that was out near the airport. And I live in Marietta. I had one lady that was out near the airport. I would take her this product. And, you know, I had like four or five. It's my route. I had four or five customers on a route.
Now, did you have any background at all in making ice cream or anything? Is that?
Nothing. I mean, I was one of these people. I come from a family of eight, and I was the fourth oldest. And my brothers and sisters, you know, kid me because I didn't make nothing. I didn't even go in the kitchen. I was... my sister would tell me, if you want to eat, if you were starving, you would just starve because you don't cook nothing. I was not a kitchen person at all. I barely made cereal.
How about that?
But in making ice cream has certain challenges by itself. But making it without any milk or any of the normal ingredients, how did you even know how to go about turning it into something creamy?
I went with divine intervention. I'm just going to say that because my background, I would be the least person to be in the business of making a frozen dessert type product. But I just began to think, and God gave me the wisdom to kind of think about what would it take to come with a healthier alternative. And we began to mix and do things. Like I said, I started off making a soy product, and once I understood that wasn't the best thing to make, I was fortunate and blessed to come with understanding that almonds are something that most people enjoy, and it's abundantly available. And I didn't know almonds were one of the healthiest things you could buy. I mean, I didn't know that myself until I researched it. But as God would have it, I have to pinch myself sometimes to believe that I got a product. I'm competing in major stores like Whole Foods with all these major companies that have frozen dessert products that got big budgets. It blows me away sometimes when I think about it.
Yeah, it's always interesting how things start. You know, you mentioned making things in the kitchen. I don't know. Are you familiar with the food bar called Clif Bars? C-L-I-F. It has a little picture. It has a little picture of a fella hanging on a cliff, and it turns out his father's name was Cliff, and he actually named the product after his father. But used to, the little bars had the story of how it started on them. And he actually was living with his parents and using his mom's kitchen to whip up all these different ingredients, trying to find the right kind of bar that when you're out hiking or kayaking, stuff like that, that it would actually stay with you, okay? And now it's sold nationally, but he started in his mom's kitchen.
that's a great, great story. That's generally how it starts. You just have to come with an idea and just be persistent. And I mentioned that initially I was calling it All Natural Ice Cream, and it's an interesting story how when we officially began and got our business license and so forth, the Department of Agriculture said, "No, you can't call this product ice cream." I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "It tastes like ice cream. It's free of frozen." They said, "Well, there's nothing in it that's an ice cream." They were kind of got adamant with me. Said, "No, you can't call it ice cream. There's nothing in it that's an ice cream. There's no cream in it. There's no butter fat. There's no milk. It's not ice cream." And I was like, I was kind of puzzled, right?
Right.
And I was over a friend's house, and we were standing in his kitchen eating it. And I said, "Hey, man, how you like my all-natural ice cream?" And the guy looked at me and said, "No, this is not ice cream. This is Ice Supreme."
Okay. And that's where the name came from.
And I said, "Man, that's You're right. That's it. Ice Supreme.
Well, you know, I read a couple of years ago that the milk industry was suing the folks that produced soy milk, saying, you know, you can't call it milk because it's not really milk. I think
unless it comes from a cow.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about that too.
I think they lost that battle, but they were still trying to say it's not milk, you know, and so you were being told it's not ice cream. So I think Ice Supreme is a good way to it's actually an excellent way to differentiate your product.
Exactly. So I try to let people know, again, it's in the freezer with the ice cream, but it's not ice cream. It's actually health food. In fact, we have a medical doctor that just joined our team, as well as a naturopathic doctor that's going to be promoting the product and letting people know. I have a doctor in San Antonio, Texas, who called me, and this was last year out of the blue, and had heard about the product, and he was so impressed. He said he actually ordered cases of product, and I shipped it to San Antonio because he said, look, you got the healthiest thing I've ever seen, and a lot of my patients, unfortunately, are dealing with diabetes and different health issues, and I'm trying to get them off dairy. And I just want to buy your product and give it to them for free. I said, you want to give it to them for free? He said, yeah, I want to get them. So this guy, his name is Dr. Lopez, if he's listening, in San Antonio, Texas. And he's a big advocate for the product. And we have a couple of doctors in Atlanta now are getting ready to endorse it, because that's what I want people to understand. It's a healthy, nutritious product, and it's actually health food. And people understand. And one reason why we're doing that, because of the price point. You know, it's not priced like ice cream. You know, our product is twice, sometimes two or three times what ice cream costs. So we want people to understand, like, they know that health food is generally more expensive than non-health food.
You bet.
So that's the mindset. We want people to understand. This is a nice frozen dessert, but it's a health food for you. So it's something you're going to enjoy, and it's going to make you healthier.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that it's available in Whole Foods. Where else is it available?
Well, it's also available through Amazon.com, and, of course, it's available through IceSupreme.com. But Whole Foods gave us an opportunity now about 3 years ago. We initially started in the Atlanta Whole Foods stores, and now we're in, obviously, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. And I got my fingers crossed. Next month, we're going to be getting down in the Whole Foods in Florida.
Well, that's going to be super. Well, Ashiki, you know, at the beginning it was just you, and then I looked at your website and I looked at your team, and I'm really impressed with the team that you've put together. How did it happen? How did you assemble this stellar team of people?
Well, it's like putting together a basketball team. You kind of you know you need some help, because you can't, you know, even as great as LeBron and Kobe are, they can't do it by themselves. So I was fortunate from people that have, you know, understanding what we were putting together in terms of the product. My wife and I, you know, started it, and we just began to talk amongst our friends and family, and people had certain skill sets, and they wanted to help and be a part of this winning combination. So we began to recruit people, and we were not able to pay people financially what they were worth, so people began to take part ownership of the company, and we've been going forward from there.
How about that? Well, I know that everything is just going smoothly from the very beginning, But what obstacles did you encounter in developing the market for Ice Supreme, and how did you overcome them?
Well, it's interesting, Ryan. One of the main things is that and that's still an ongoing thing, to try to get people to understand this is not ice cream. It's actually health food, because we all grew up eating ice cream, but it's like it's not chicken, but it tastes like it. So that's one of the things. So that's not a major obstacle, but it turns into a major obstacle in terms of the price point of the product, because people think it's going to be $3.99 like ice cream, but, you know, it's not that. But that's why I encourage people to read the label, read our label. So you know you're really getting healthy, nutritious ingredients. You're not getting any fillers. The other thing about our product, which I'd like people to understand, our product is real product. There's no air in our product, okay? Because, and I want people to do this. When you go out this weekend, go to the store, you weigh a pint of Ice Supreme and weigh another product that you may like. our product weighs 16, 17 ounces. Most products in the marketplace, they might weigh 12, 13, 14 ounces, generally in that range. But you might find some products that weigh 10 ounces. You're paying for 16 ounces, but they weigh 9 to 10 ounces. So we're giving you pure product. You're getting your money's worth with Ice Supreme. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I know. When I was reading the ingredients, as soon as I saw Himalayan salt, I'm like, do they come down with yaks or llamas? Or I'm not sure, you know, how you get the Himalayan salt, you know, to market.
Yeah.
And then I saw vanilla bean. I'm like, okay, that to me easily, you know, justifies, you know, the price.
Yeah, and almonds are not cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody
also.
Almonds, though, they're not cheap.
Right, compared to milk. I mean,
and you see, and I don't want to pick on anybody else's product, but there are some almond products coming to the marketplace now, and they have very little almonds in them. I mean, if you read the pack, read the label on almond milk. You know, it has almond milk in it. I mean, it has almonds in it, but it's got 17 other ingredients. So you're like, well, okay, what are these other 17 ingredients? Our product has 4 or 5 ingredients. You're getting real product. You're getting real food. You're not getting any fillers or additives or preservatives or nothing artificial. It's real product.
Yeah, I've been a reader of labels for many, many years. You know, I've got twin boys, and they would always observe me at breakfast time, actually reading the cereal boxes and stuff like that. And then I noticed. The last time I visited, you know, I'd be watching them eat at breakfast, and there they are reading the cereal box. I'm like, you know, like father, like son. So it's
right. That's great.
It's very important to read what's on there.
Your body's too important, as we all know. Your body's too important to put junk in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just put. You want to eat anything. Just you want to know what you're eating.
Yeah.
At least I do.
Well, you know, did you have just organic growth that funded everything, or did you need funds from outside? You know, did you have to get investors?
We started, you know, my wife and I, we just, you know, we used whatever we had, which is very limited, and you begin to talk amongst your friends and family, and, you know, we had a couple people give us $1,000 here and $1,000 there, and, you know, just kind of, you know, do what we could do. And at this point, I mean, like most companies, we're always looking for funds. So we created an offering now where people that are interested in investing can have that opportunity. They can buy shares of the company. In fact, I have a couple major investors right now that are looking at us pretty seriously, and I got my fingers crossed and I'm saying my prayers that they're able to really come on board. They're excited about it. In fact, these guys came with personally on their plane fare, so they seem pretty serious. We haven't signed anything yet, but they seem pretty serious. I'm optimistic, and that's going to prayerfully propel us because the frozen dessert market is very, very competitive. Being in these stores is very, very competitive. And, you know, I meet people all the time when we're in Whole Foods giving out free samples. You meet people from Seattle, and I met a lady last week from New Jersey and different places, and they said, man, we love your product. We'd love to get it in Seattle. We'd love to get it in New Jersey. But that involves major distribution, and to go from the 50 stores that we're in now to, say, 5,000, you need to raise capital to produce more product, to increase your manufacturing. So it takes dollars like anything. It takes dollars to do that. So we're optimistic that the dollars that we need to expand and grow are right around the corner.
Yeah, I was impressed looking at your website that it looks like you've got an organized program about free sampling and different stores and everything, and that kind of reminds me of how Famous Amos got started, you know, on street corners of handing out his little cookies at the beginning.
Absolutely. Because we initially sampled it on children at an elementary school, and, you know, the children, they're not obviously, they don't care nothing about healthy. They could care less about almonds being healthy. They just want it to taste good. And I'm so excited because when we're in Whole Foods doing the sampling, the children just go crazy over the product. And, you know, they want to come back. And my wife tells me the children, when they come out and get a sample, let them get as much as they want. So we kind of have fun with it. You know, kids keep coming back. And we tell adults if you get 2 or 3 samples, it's time to go to the freezer and buy a pint at that point. But sometimes the adults. In fact, there was a lady last week. This lady was from New Jersey. She had her mother with her, and her mother just could not stop eating this product. And I was trying to be respectful. I said, well, ma'am, you know, when you get a couple, two or three samples at that point, we're not trying to feed you. We just want you to taste it.
You're not taking them to raise.
Right. And the daughter said, well, she's 83. She's like a kid. I said, okay, you're 83? She said, yes, I'm 83. And I said, well, okay, since you're 83, you can eat as much as you want. She sit there and maybe had five or six pounds.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
But so, they went and bought a pint. She said, yeah, we're going to buy some now, but when I get back to New Jersey, I want to tell Whole Foods in New Jersey. I said, yeah, tell Whole Foods in New Jersey to order it.
How about that?
To get up to New Jersey, yeah.
That's right. So what are your plans for the future? Are we looking at nationwide expansion or being acquired or what?
Well, we want to definitely go nationwide and be able to compete with all the frozen desserts that are out there. And like I said, that, in my mind, that's just a financial thing. And prayerfully, the investors that we need are going to come forward to help us get to the next level. We also want to get into the schools. There have been so many things out about childhood obesity, and even the president and Mrs. Obama, they're talking about trying to help children. Everybody's trying to get children to eat healthier. So kids love ice cream, so they love Ice Supreme as well. So ultimately, I'd like to have a product where we produce gallons of it and be able to get into the school system in some form or fashion, as well as, you know, unfortunately, like I mentioned earlier, 20 million people got diabetes, and this is a great product for people that are dealing with diabetes. So I'd like to tie into some diabetic different organizations to get them aware of the product. And just focus on the health benefits. Like I mentioned, we're talking to different doctors to endorse the product. I would love to have doctors all around the country some kind of way create a situation where when their patients come in with different issues, they can say, like the doctor in San Antonio, look, there's a new product out. I want you to get off ice cream, and here's something that you can begin to eat that's going to help you not to get fat, but to have good fats that your body needs and nutritionally help you with your health issues. So I would love to have doctors recommend the product and have the school systems recommend it. That's my future goals and aspirations, of course, and get into, like, you know, 5,000 stores so people, wherever you are in the country, you can get it. And ultimately, Ron, is to have a worldwide product. You know, ice cream is all over the world, so we'd like Ice Supreme to be all over the world as well.
And it really sounds like you're on track to do all that. Well, Ashiki, what tips do you have for our listeners who are about to launch their business? I mean, what do you know now that you wish you'd known at the beginning?
Well, the main thing, you got to have something that's unique. I mean, there's a lot of Me Too products out there. I mean, there's a dozen ice creams. There's a lot of people got soy. But I thank God that there's nothing like Ice Supreme. There's nothing like our product. So in business, whatever you're doing, you got to have something unique that stands out from the crowd so people can differentiate you. And if you're coming with something health-oriented, you want to have the healthiest thing you can get. And just perseverance. That's just basic business 101, is to be perseverant and, you know, believe and pray. Prayer is a big part of what we do in terms of our company. I'm not trying to preach to anybody, but I know that's part of what we do to help us get to where we got to go. And just always be positive. I'm reading a book called Three Magic Words, and it's talking about faith and attraction and perseverance and things you can do. And you got to be, you know, a big thinker to be in business, no matter what line of business you're in. You got to be positive. You know, a lot of times, you know, things can make you want to be negative, but I try to make sure I'm always upbeat, always positive. And I learned that from a mentor of mine, a gentleman named Ken Bridges, who was an inspiration for me. So you need someone as a mentor that can inspire you no matter what you're doing in life. If it's not your parents or, you know, an elder or someone that can inspire you. And I've been fortunate to have people in my life to inspire me. So I just encourage people, if you're going to launch a business, have a great idea. Understand that, you know, the money will come. If you got a great idea, the dollars will come. You know, so that's a test you can do. If you don't have anything special for the marketplace, you probably won't get any funding. But if you got something special, the funding will come. It may not come when you think it's going to come, but it will come. So just persevere.
And that's really on-target advice, Ashiki. Well, how can our listeners learn more about Ice Supreme and get in touch with you?
Well, the simplest thing to do is to go to our website, which is icesupreme.com. That's ice like in cold, supreme like God, icesupreme.com. And if you don't have, well, if you don't, you're on the internet, listen to the program, But you can also call us. Our phone number is 404-215-0230, 404-215-0230. If you have any type of organization or, you know, children's or church or nonprofit or profit, we love to come out and talk to your staff, your audience about the product and give out free samples. We like to do that so people can contact us through the website in terms of doing that. Like you mentioned, Ron, every weekend we're somewhere giving out free samples. This weekend we're going to be at Whole Foods in Sandy Springs. So if any listeners in the Atlanta area, in that area, come by, and I'd like, love to meet you. And, you know, get a couple of free samples. We don't want you to just come there and stand there and eat all the products.
At what time?
Get a couple of free samples.
What day and what time are you going to be there?
We're going to be at Whole Foods in Sandy Springs on Roswell Road this Saturday from noon to 3.
Noon to 3. Okay.
At Whole Foods. But just go to the website, icesupreme.com.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you know, our listeners have gotten some great nuggets and learnings that they can use in their launch and journey today. But thanks so much for being on the show today, Asiki.
Thank you, Ron, and I'm going to get with you and Lee and get some product up to the station for you guys. I want you to be able to share it with your family, so I'm going to make arrangement to come by and share some product with you, complimentary.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Thanks.
All right. You would be.
Okay, thanks again. Well, it's another great show, Lee.
A special thanks to today's sponsor, Patents & More, your trusted guide through the innovation jungle.
And tune in each week at this same time to listen live or go to our blog at thelaunchhour.businessradiox.com to listen at your convenience. Bill McHenry will be back next week for another great session of Launch.